Hello everyone, just giving you a little update since our Galveston concert. We had a wonderful evening there, and with Maureen and all her team at the Galveston Opera House. It was really lovely to be back amongst friends. We feel we've kind of, over the years, we've built up a kind of a group of people whom we have got to know and who know how we tick and know what we need when we get to a particular venue, etc. And really look after us. So we're very grateful to all who looked after us in spring, Clyne, just near Houston, and in Galveston. We then headed off overnight in our bus. It was going to be the last night of our trip on the tour bus. So we travelled some 10 hours and got to Little Rock on Monday morning, very, very early, at about 9 o'clock, 10 past nine, and booked into the Capitol Hotel, which I'm told now is one of the 26 best hotels in all of the United States. So we really have hit the big time here in Little Rock. We have three nights stay in the Capitol Hotel. And last night, Tuesday, we had our concert in St. Mark's Episcopal Church on the outskirts. I think it's West Little Rock, a beautiful part of the city. And so it was a lovely evening. We had fantastic musicians from the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, whom Tim, the organizer of our concert here in Little Rock, had organized. He got the very, very best team. And for Mark Camilleri, our musical director, he said unashamedly that they were, you know, a fantastic bunch of musicians to play with. And so I think he would have, if he could have, wrapped them up and taken them home with him to Toronto. But that's really not possible. There would be, I'm sure, problems at customs. But we had a lovely evening in St. Mark's Episcopal Church. And a full house, if we can call it that, full church, and an absolutely wonderful evening. So today, this is Wednesday, where we've spent today kind of a little bit of downtime, but in the morning time we went to Christ the King Catholic School, and the whole school assembled there from 4 to 14. So we entertained them, in a sense, with them. Some music. We had Ding Dong Merrily on High, we had Silent Night, we had the Panis Angelicus, that little trio that we sing a cappella, and we ended off with the 12 Days of Christmas, which the kids just absolutely loved. And I mean, they entered into the spirit of things wonderfully. And of course, it was a great change from class. So they were with us for about 40 minutes in all. So it was a real treat to meet them and to meet their teachers, to meet the principal of the school, the Dominican sisters who teach there. And Bishop Taylor, the Bishop of the Diocese, came along and told us that this very day, the 28th of November, was the 175th anniversary of the foundation of the Diocese of Little Rock, whose first bishop was an Irish man, an Irish priest bishop from Navan in Ireland. So it was nice to be there, us Irish priests, to be here in Little Rock on this, the 175th anniversary of the diocese. Later on in the morning, we went to the Methodist church halls, where we attended a luncheon where the mayor received an award from the, it's called the Six Bridge Community, and they have a project called the Butterfly Project, which is about helping Latino, Hispanic immigrants, some who may even be undocumented, to get documented and to have a life here in the United States. So we heard something of their work, and we were invited, of course, then to sing at the luncheon, which we did. We sang Panis Angelicus, we sang Ding Dong Merrily on High, and we sang White Christmas. And so it was lovely just to meet people there. This afternoon we've had a very kind of downtime, so we've gone to see the old State House, where Bill Clinton and Hillary, his wife, and Chelsea, first of all, declared his candidacy for the presidency when he was running as a Democrat candidate, and later where he accepted the vote, making him effectively the President of the United States of America. So it was nice to be in that kind of historic place, having been the day we arrived at the Clinton Library, where we were given a wonderful tour of the Clinton Library. It was spectacular, it must be said. And the Clinton Library is modelled on the Long Library in Trinity College Dublin. So there is an Irish link there. He obviously was impressed when he went to the library in Dublin to visit the Book of Kells, etc. And something of that has been captured in the Clinton Library here in Little Rock. We then went on a trolley ride, a trolley bus ride, streetcar, I think maybe might be the more accurate description, or around Little Rock itself, to North Little Rock and back into the centre of Little Rock where we're staying. It was lovely to see it as dusk's set, and the lights came on in the restaurants and the little cafes and the little microbreweries that they have here in Little Rock, and just to see the city lit up at night with beautiful Christmas lights and Christmas trees, and getting into that festive season. So that's the update from Little Rock. Tomorrow morning we're heading off to Easton in Pennsylvania. We get a flight to Charlotte and then to Allentown, and then on Friday we have our second last concert of our tour in Easton in the theatre there, before heading on then on Saturday morning fairly early to Toledo, Ohio, and we have our final concert there. So anyway, we'll have some details on both those concerts and our prep for them in a later audio boo on Twitter and of course on Facebook. So do keep following us and following our tour, and thanks for, as ever, your interest and your support. Bye for now.